handmade, handcrafted, homegrown. We like those combinations in the North Woods. But only the rare individual would make that a part of her life's work. This week, we're talking to Michelle Rupert, who spends lots of her days organizing opportunities for people who create with their hands.
I remember when I was really little, going to my Grandma Kunze's house, and she was always sewing and doing embroidery and different things like that. And I just, those were my like greatest memories of her, is seeing her making things with her hands. And my other grandma, she did similar things. She did cross stitch and embroidery and stuff like that. So it just mesmerized me to see them making all these beautiful things with their hands. So my thing was always jewelry. When I was really little, I mean, one of my first memories is playing with pony beads on the floor.
Michelle is a Bemidji local, born and raised. She got a visual arts degree from Bemidji State University.
I wasn't sure where I was going with it. It was just something that clicked with me really well, and I just really enjoyed doing it, and I just pursued it. I enjoyed taking all the other arts and art classes, too. I took ceramics and printmaking, and it's funny because I was never a big drawer. And, you know, people hear you say that, oh, you have an art degree. You must be able to draw. And no, I can barely draw a stick figure. But I really enjoyed just always making things by hand. That's always been, whether, you know, it's something in a studio, an art studio, or making choke cherry syrup, or, you know, something from the woods. Like, I am a definite supporter of any kind of arts and crafts movement and handmade goods and that type of thing.
Michelle and her husband have three children. The youngest is just 6 months. Like many young mothers, she wanted to find the balance between caring for children and pursuing what she loves. Her company, Creative North MN, grew out of that balancing act. It began when she decided to organize an arts and crafts festival called Holidays by Hand.
The very first art festival I organized was Holidays by Hand back in 2011. That was the first one I was doing completely on my own. And what kind of spurred that is that I felt like I was really kind of stuck in a position where I was either going to have to kind of pay a lot of money in hopes of getting my like vendor booth fees back to get a quality art show, or I was going to end up in a show that was marketed as an art show, but it had a lot of like direct sales companies in it. And so, I mean, and I don't have anything against those. I mean, they have their place and they're great, but it's just not what I wanted for my personal business. So I thought, well, why not? Let's give it a try and see how it goes.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Michelle Rupert, a creative entrepreneur from Bemidji, Minnesota. Like any new endeavor, there are a lot of lessons to be learned.
Well, our first year, we set up at the Boys and Girls Club. There were a bunch of different kind of curveballs that we had thrown. We weren't expecting the turnout that we had, but it was great. Never would have thought about parking. I mean, obviously, now looking back on it, yeah, people are going to park their cars somewhere. So, I mean, that was a huge kind of obstacle. I actually had one guy that was mad at me for only being in my early 20s. He came up and he was like, there's no way that you organize this, and I can't believe that you did this. Who's the true organizer? Who really did this? And this was during setup, and I was just taken back, like, calm down. Yes, I did. I'm capable. Just hold your horses. It was definitely a learning experience.
The North Woods are dotted with fairs and festivals of all kinds. Learning the backstory of one of these festivals from Michelle gives me a new appreciation of what it takes to put one on. There are months of preparation, securing vendors, making sure that those vendors are happy organizing space, and all before you open the front doors on festival day.
And now to see where we are this year, we had probably close to 2,000 people come through. We're set up at Bemidji High School, and nice big parking lot. And we've grown so much. I mean, the first year we had maybe 40 vendors, 40 artists, and this year we had close to 70. So, yeah.
As an artist herself, Michelle understands the struggle to both create art and to find the customers who want to appreciate and buy that art. She's interested in being a guide by the side for creators in our area.
When you start your own creative business, you're completely on your own. And for a lot of people, that can be really daunting because you have to focus not only on making your product, but you have to think about, well, how am I going to get it out there? How am I going to get exposure? Like, where can I sell these items? Where are they sellable? So I've seen myself working a lot more with artists, helping them get started, whether it was, marketing their products or figuring out the state taxes and just doing, all the different layers that come with a business instead of, just focusing on one thing. I was helping them do just different levels of that, the different levels of the business. So I just kind of decided to put a label to it, and it's where Creative North came from.
It is people like Michelle and her Creative North that helps keep the wheels turning on the creative economies of the North Woods. We like our local creators and whatever it is that they are producing.
I don't know. I'd like to keep doing it. It's always been a lot of fun for me. And I love working with artists. That has been a passion. And just to keep doing that. We're expanding. We've actually set up now with the city to do an artist marketplace this summer. 4 times over the summer. Yeah, it's going to be great. Second Saturday, June, July, August, and September. Yeah. Hearing that, artists are having their best year or their best event with me is, like I said, it's why I keep doing it. It's why I'll be back to do more.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.